She's out and gone. Anyway, that brings us to Canberra Truffle Farm, where, and that song was called Chocolate Truffles by Klazikai Project. Klazikai Project. Don't know where that's from. So the Canberra Truffle Farm is where the general public have a chance to taste truffles at a reasonable price, to take a tour to see truffles snuffed out of the ground by trained dogs, or eat at the on-site restaurant where the menu also features truffles. Veronica Matheson caught up with the farm's owner, Jason Messman, earlier today.
So you're pretty busy now, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's an extremely busy time of the year for us now, and we've been, I guess, caught on the hop a little bit with finding truffles ready to be harvested about 2 weeks ago, and that hit our social media pages, and ever since then we've been receiving orders to both buy truffles and jump on our truffle packages.
Oh, well, that's terrific for you. And Canberra should be the perfect spot for it with all those English oaks and hazelnut trees around.
Yeah, very much so. So I guess we knew that we were going to have success because the oak trees and hazelnuts grow so well in Canberra. But unfortunately for Canberrans, truffles don't grow on the local trees. It's only ours that have been inoculated with the truffle spores.
How long have you been doing this?
So I've been doing it since about 2006, where I started over in West Australia, and I was fortunate enough to purchase the farm here in Canberra, and we've been taking it ahead every year since 2016, and we're looking this year at about 200 kilos of truffle, hopefully.
Wow, you're very, very new to the business, but you were actually working in the truffle business, were you, in Western Australia?
Yeah, so I trained dogs professionally, and back in 2006, they were just starting to expect their harvests, and I was fortunate enough to get a phone call to come down and give them some help. And fortunate for my dog Samson, he was a six-month-old black Labrador that we rescued. He caught them by surprise by finding 10 kilos on his first day. And 3 months of the season, once that finished, we tallied up what Samson had found, and he was up to 1.5 ton of truffle. So
wow, he's a dog that you would like to have by your side when you're searching for truffles.
He's a bit of a superstar in this field, yeah.
Now, you actually take people on truffle hunts with you, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We offer a few packages. So we have just the truffle hunt only, where people can come and experience truffle hunts with either the pigs or one of our seven dogs. And then it follows on if people want to take it a little bit further and educate themselves on how to prepare truffles, where we have a champagne breakfast or a six-course degustation lunch. And they're proving to be really popular with the whole paddock to plate and educating people on how to best get something out of the truffles, considering they're quite a harsh price point at $2,500 a kilo.
Whoa, that is a lot, isn't it? So can you actually buy truffles there at the farm?
Yeah, so we have a range of products, and, yeah, of course you can get fresh truffles, and often people want to buy the truffles that they've found, so we obviously allow and welcome that. But, yeah, there's always fresh truffle or truffle cheese, salts, truffle honey. There's a whole range of products that people can take away with them.
And do you offer it at a special price? Is it cheaper to buy it there than it might be if you went into a proper store?
I guess it's a fair price. What we're trying to do is educate the public and bring people into the truffle world. So we do have the same price point as everyone else. So that way it's, I guess, everyone around Canberra that wants to be a part of it can experience it.
Yeah. So how much would you, like, would it be a tiny little gram that you would get if you bought some truffle, and how much would it cost?
So the idea for us is not to try and sell huge amounts of truffle to people that can afford large amounts. Like, it's obviously lucky for them if they can afford $3,000 a kilo. Mm. But what we're really trying to do is educate people that they only have to buy probably around 20 to 50 grams, and that's going to give you in between 7 and 8 different meals, so which is a lot more achievable as a price point. So around $50 for a truffle, and you're going to get maximum use out of it.
Yeah, well, that is a bargain, because they do talk about truffles being black gold, don't they?
Yeah, well, they almost the same price. So yeah, again, for us, we really want people to understand that you only need small amounts versus the kilos that chefs will buy. But I think it's all relative when they're doing 200 covers versus a dinner party of 10. We want people to enjoy the product and to be happy to use it time and time again. And we're finding that people are a lot more accepting once we talk about infusion and getting the most out of the truffle. They're willing to buy a couple of times a season and come back year after year.
And you've got a pretty good restaurant.
I'm really fortunate that I worked with Emirates as our major sponsor for the farm and the Canberra Truffle Festival for a couple of years ago. And through that, I met Damien Brabender, who's our executive chef on the farm and also now a good friend of mine. And he's got that many awards, and every week I open a magazine, he seems to have won something else. So, yeah, we are really fortunate. And he's a very witty chef, so it's good fun where he stands in front of the group and shows everyone how to use truffles, and people seem to enjoy the experience.
What do you call the restaurant?
It's just the restaurant at the Truffle Farms.
But it must be one of the best restaurants in Canberra now.
It's going well. So it is still a farm. So I guess when people come out and do the truffle hunt, I think we want people to be aware that it is still farming, and that's where we want to be. It's not a fine dining establishment by any stretch. People understand that and do enjoy the experience. They're on a 120-acre farm, only 5 minutes from the capital city. So, yeah, it's good.
And you've actually had a royal visitor today.
Yeah, so that was a nice surprise.
What happened?
We got a phone call after doing a private lunch for some politicians and their partners, and from that they enjoyed the experience, and we managed to get a phone call from the royal family, which I thought was a bit of a prank phone call, and I said, sure, why don't you come along and we'll have a discussion. And what I thought would be a couple of people turning up to the farm to have a chat ended up being two Murray's busloads full of people. And a few months after that, we were fortunate enough to meet one of the royal family, and we put on a truffle hunt for them. And having 200 police officers and snipers all around the farm is definitely a different experience.
It certainly would have been. Who was that? The Duchess of Cornwall? That's
it was, yeah.
Prince Charles' wife.
Yes, it was, and Prince Charles was supposed to attend, but he got held up. They planted a tree, and we've been told once that tree produces, they'd like to see a truffle head overseas, so we'll see what we can do in a few years' time.
Oh, look, Jason, that's terrific. You're off to take the dogs on another hunt, are you?
Yeah, we are this afternoon, so we've got plenty of orders, so we'll hopefully try and fulfil them and see how we go.
So what, sending them overseas, do the truffles?
We do spoil the local market before we go overseas, but the farm has grown to a level where we are now able to export, which is exciting. But, first and foremost, we're looking after home and where we can grow. That's an exciting time for us. And the exciting part for the Australian industry is that we're the complete opposite season to the Europeans. So when the demand is still very high and their season finishes, that's where we can fill that gap. So
perfect.
It's good for everyone.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thanks for your time.
That was Jason Messman talking there with Veronica Matheson, and he's from the Canberra Truffle Farm.